Self-education and the future of humanity. In the beginning, we are born warriors, all right. But that is mostly good for way back when. So we need a cultural upgrade. Our view of the world needs enhancement. There are false enhancements. And some start with good intentions, but get hacked or broken. But none are really trustworthy because of how easily they can be warped or hijacked. Furthermore, we are a beautiful little lonesome planet. We are not meant to be a poverty world. Poverty is so toxic that it makes teachers pretend to teach and prevents children from learning for real in favor of pretending by memorization so that they can get fair grades and a diploma and later put food on their table. Real education, be damned. But lack of real education is sustaining poverty, and poverty makes learning for real extremely difficult. This is a loop that must be broken. We can't afford to pretend to learn for a diploma that merely gets us a job, because lack of brilliant leaders keeps humanity moving in circles. It forces our world to repeat the same mistakes over and over. The trustworthy cultural upgrade that doubles to result in things that add up to end global poverty is found in each human being accepting the responsibility for their own education, real education. Reading and listening to the finest books in the privacy of their own lives. All the books written by the most celebrated and accomplished thinkers. Not reading one book, not memorizing a textbook, but reading all the books held in high esteem by intellectuals around the world, and without anybody looking over anybody's shoulder or grading their progress. Aside from whatever education is today, wherever you are, we can help the little ones to a brighter future if we just keep reminding them that to grow up means to grow all the way up until all rise to become great beings. Out of knowledge, out of wisdom, out of love of wisdom, and the resulting call to greatness and leadership and a brighter future for all.